You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. Are you looking for some new recipes this holiday season? Joining us today, USU Extension Agent Teresa Hunsaker. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
First, tell us about your roasted Brussels sprouts.
Oh, you know, I just love this dish. In fact, I like all roasted vegetables, but this one is fun because it really has that festive bunch of ingredients in it besides the Brussels sprouts. You can use either a winter squash like a banana or a butternut, or my favorite way of doing it is with a sweet potato. And you just slice the Brussels sprouts in half, cube the sweet potato, drizzle those with oil, and then you cook those at a high temperature on a cookie sheet, maybe a little salt and pepper. But the features to this are toasted pecans and craisins. And then right at the very end, you will drizzle with some maple syrup and a little bit of bacon.
A popular holiday tradition is baking cookies. Why don't you tell us about your sugar cookies?
This sugar cookie I love because it's not too sweet. Some sugar cookies are the real sweet and almost crisp kind of sugar cookie, but this one is real pillowy and soft and fluffy. And the key ingredient in this is baking powder. It's almost like some that you would find from the national brand cookies, that it's just that real soft, tender dough. You don't want to overwork it. And you want to make sure that you cut those or roll those sugar cookies a little bit fatter than you would a traditional sugar cookie.
And finally, a popular holiday treat, peppermint bark.
Oh, you know, this is one that has become so, so popular because it is so, so easy. But a couple of things with peppermint bark. On the chocolate layer to melt your chocolate, you can use regular chocolate chips, or you can use the summer coating drops, or you can also do a mixture. So you'd make a layer on some parchment or a wax paper on your cookie sheet, melt your chocolate layer, and then let that cool a little bit. And then you would use your vanilla chips or your vanilla summer coating and layer that on with your vanilla layer on top of the chocolate layer. And then while that's still wet, you hurry and sprinkle crushed candy canes or crushed peppermint. But I like to use a little bit of peppermint oil in the melting of either layer of the chocolate to just enhance that a little bit more. And then once those layers are set and cooled, you just break those apart. But these are also fun added into a peppermint bark popcorn.
Teresa Hunsaker, USU Extension Agent in Weber County, thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you bet. Anytime.
Be sure to head over to upr.org to find the full recipes on these dishes. Join us next week for more Extension highlights.